We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call.
Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
508 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Sorry I ditched you yesterday. I had to leave early, head out to our K-Frog Cares Golf Classic, which was so much fun. I've never been there for the opening ceremony part of it. I've always gone, later in the night for the concert portion. It's so cool. I got to go out there, greet all the golfers, say thank you to all the sponsors. Lauren Engle, who was on American Idol, who we talked about, she was there singing the national anthem.
Nice.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
So good. Great voice. Really pretty girl. The weather was perfect. It's so cool. After all that's done, all the golf carts, they're all lined up and they all take off. They all go do their thing.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you again to all the golfers for everybody for coming out to that yesterday.
My favorite part of that, going to do that, is like I would go out there early, do the sponsors too. And then ride around for a couple hours, have a few drinks in the golf cart, just say hi to everybody.
I didn't do that. I did it wrong.
Come on, Anthony.
I know.
But here's the other part that you kind of miss out on now because you have to work so early. We didn't get to go to the concert, which I was kind of bummed about because it makes for a late night to get up and come back in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But the pictures I saw look like they put on an amazing show last night.
Yeah, Morgan Evans and Ryan Hurd looked like they were getting down. So, yeah. Hey, if you didn't see any of the concert either, follow us on Instagram at KFrog Radio. It's all right there.
Awesome. All right, Sam Hunt coming out to Stagecoach. Make sure you're listening. 710, the 10 question takeover is back with your chance to win.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
Then turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
That's Brett Young right here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
All right. It is a throwback Thursday and time for our old school play of the day. Going to take you back with this song. Let's see if you remember this one from Lone Star. I'm already there. Get ready to cry.
So due to legal issues, we can't actually play you the song here on the podcast, but I'm sure if you listen to K-Frog normally, you will hear your favorite songs all the time. Sorry for the confusion. Let's get you back to the show.
Did you cry?
Where's the tissue box?
Right? That one always makes me think of those like super sad, like military coming home. I mean, they're happy, but it's like the happy tears. Like you're totally
It's so hard to watch those videos. Like military coming home is so good though.
Oh, great song there though from Lone Star. I'm already there right here on K-Frog. That song back from 2001. Here's some more tears for you. Back in 2001, did you know the average gas price was $1.87?
I miss those days. What is it now, like $6?
Pretty much the average price in California right now, $3.83.
Makes me not want to go anywhere.
No, and we both drive trucks, so it's ridiculous trying to go. Yeah, seriously. I filled up the other day and I was like, I've already gone through a quarter of a tank. Where am I driving to?
That's the hard part. You're sitting there at the gas pump and you see those dollars go up. I'm okay, 70. It should stop at 80.
Right?
Okay, please stop. No, what?
Or the worst is when it cuts it off because it's the $100 mark and it's like, no, your credit card's not going to pay anymore. $100 is it.
Oh, wow.
Gosh. All right, so if you're looking for some relief at the pump, GasBuddy.com has a little tip for you. They said if you're going to go buy gas, the best day to go buy gas is on Monday. So Monday, start the week, fill up, and the worst day to go buy gas is Friday. So hopefully you're not on empty today.
I'm pretty close. My gas light's about to come on. Dang it.
Wake up every day.
Waking you up. Every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony getting our sexy on. It's the sexy Stagecoach bracket. We are in the Fine Four.
Mm-hmm.
Heading down to the final matchup. Well, not today, but...
Not quite yet.
Tomorrow.
But yesterday, big battle going on. K-Frog's Facebook page. Sam Hunt taking on Michael Ray. Told you.
And you said this is not going to be a matchup at all.
Nope, not at all. Sam Hunt, 71% of the votes. He is in the finals now. Dun, dun, dun.
So now he needs an opponent.
Yes, he does.
Which today, we will figure that out. It's Luke Bryan going up against Kane Brown. So?
This should be interesting. Yeah. I'm going to go for Luke Bryan because he's just so cute. He's so cute they put him on TV, okay? Luke Bryan definitely gets a sexy vote, but you can't count out Kane Brown's fans.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going with Kane today. The sole reason that he is going to win. His fans have been voting like crazy every single matchup that he's been in. There's mm-hmm. been over like 1,000 votes every
right.
single time, and Kane's won by more than 85% of the vote.
He's been blowing people out of the water, but I think it was funny because when he went up against Tyler Rich on Instagram, they both saw the pictures. Both Kane Brown and Tyler Rich commented about what a horrible picture it was that we picked of.
Yeah, they're calling me out for throwing the pictures up on Instagram saying, what's up with the picture? And then Taylor's like, yeah, dude, I don't know. Like, I did not take them first off. You
right.
guys.
I didn't think they were bad pictures.
They weren't. They were fine.
Well, it doesn't matter now. Hopefully you picked a better picture.
I switched to Luke now. I'm upset with Kane.
Kane Brown so that he doesn't get mad about this.
Yeah.
But you can vote today. Luke Bryan, Kane Brown. That is the battle that's going on. K-Frog's Facebook page is where you want to go vote.
I just want to wake up every day and I'm up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. And did you feel the earthquake?
Yeah, we're already shaking this morning. Jenny, what'd you say? 3.5 out of San Bernardino?
Yeah, 3.5 out of San Bernardino.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't care like how small or short they might be. They freak me out every single time.
Really?
Yes. Because I always feel like once it starts happening, like, okay, this is it. It's the big one. And then it's done. But I just jumped to a conclusion right like that. So I was prepared. I was ready to get under my desk. Mm-hmm. That's what you do still, right?
We're not in kindergarten
duck and
anymore.
Cover.
But it was funny because it shook in here. We have all these like computer monitors and we both looked at each other like, earthquake? Yeah. Okay. So blah, 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 blah. It's like so Southern California.
Yeah. Keep moving.
Yeah. Earthquake. This is going to what happens if I get this new internship because I'm going to be 400 pounds. It'll be me getting out of bed. Mars, the people responsible for candy bars like M&M's, Twix, and Snickers, they're looking for an intern. A paid,
we're both like, what?
Right? A paid intern, and it also comes with a signing bonus, 1 year's worth of candy. That's enough right there. You're getting paid and you're getting candy to eat candy. That is one of the jobs you would do as an intern.
It's a couple years off your life, but
hey. How about a dental plan?
Yeah,
right. Also comes with a gym membership. But they said pretty much what you're going to do is you go and you travel around to different manufacturing sites. You learn how to produce chewing gum, all the different candies. You work with our volunteer program. So if this is something you're interested in, they are looking for people who have strong communication skills. They know how to take photos, take video, and have a good grasp on social media. And that seems like what all the interns come down to is they pretty much just want you to put it out there on social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should apply for this. 21 and older. It is based out of Chicago, though.
Mm.
So we'd have to relocate.
Quite a commute.
Yeah.
Hey, no earthquakes in Chicago, though.
There's other stuff in Chicago you got to be scared of, though.
We're going to see, though, if we would qualify for this. The dumb debate is on the way, and it's all about candy tasting.
This one's ridiculous.
They resolve the tough topics, answer those hard-hitting questions, and bravely take on the issues that really matter in today's world. Seriously? It's the dumb debate.
And when we say dumb debate, we mean dumb debate. Can't believe we're even talking about this today, Kelly.
It's the candy debate about M&M's. Do they taste different based on their color?
M&M's do taste different because there's different kinds. Milk chocolate, peanut, crispy, peanut butter. Yes,
those. The new hazelnut.
The new hazelnut one. Yes, those across the board all taste different. If we're talking about plain milk chocolate, red, blue, green,
just based
orange.
On the color.
No, they do not.
See, and I have to disagree with you here. I know that they don't have different flavors, but I feel like some of them do taste better. Like, in my opinion, I feel like the red ones taste better. And there's been research done to show that mentally, when you look at those colors, you associate them with different flavors. Like, if you were to pick a candy, I always pick the red candy because that's the best flavor, the red flavor, because it's usually strawberry, raspberry, cherry, things like that. Therefore, if you look at a red M&M, I associate it with a yummy candy. So red M&Ms taste better.
You should eat them blindfolded and they will all taste the same.
No, the whole point is when you look at it, the color makes you think that they taste different.
But that's all in your head.
It's a mental thing. Yeah, she's crazy.
But I still think they taste better. The red M&Ms taste better.
It's just food coloring. There's no way
they taste better.
It can taste any different.
All right, not up to us. It's up to you. The dumb debate. You can weigh in.
If I lose this one.
Call or text us 888-431-3764.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1
K-Frog. 95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. It just hit me that in our engineering office right across the way here, there's a gigantic, I don't know what you call it, machine of M&Ms.
Yeah, candy machine.
Which
yeah.
I'm going to have you do a little taste test when we're done with this.
It's looking at them. They taste different. That's my whole thing. We're talking about M&Ms with the dumb debate. Do they taste different based on their color? And I think they do because I associate the red ones with like yummy flavors, like strawberry, raspberry, things like that. So in my mind, the red ones taste better.
Okay. Uh-huh. Whatever you say. I love this text message. It says, I think Kelly's getting them confused with Skittles.
No, because, I know what M&Ms are. No, here's a text message that agrees. It says, my dad swears the red M&Ms taste better than all the rest of them do. See? Dad knows.
Nope. This one says, Kelly, red dye number 5 is not allowing you to think clearly. The colors do not taste different.
It's affected her bud.
All right. Bad. You get to weigh in. Dumb debate. What do you think?
They completely taste different. But
thank
the red
you.
Ones are, the red ones are disgusting. Sorry.
Okay. See, and I tend to like the red ones, but they do taste different.
No, I like the yellow and the orange ones. I hate the red and the blue ones. They're just gross.
Okay. So hang on. Wait. Why are the red and the blue disgusting?
They have this weird taste. Like, they taste more like food coloring, I guess. I don't know. It's just the way, like, the aftertaste in the back of my mouth, the red and blue ones, I just don't like.
You two should hang out because you're the only two in the world who believe that.
I'll take all your red ones and I'll give you all my yellows.
Thank you. It'll work out well together.
See, I have somebody who finally agrees with me. And here's another one. Says, I agree with Kelly. M&Ms do taste different. This person says they go for the red and the green ones. They think the brown ones just taste gross. And then they went on to say that they thought they were the only one who could taste the difference. No, I can too.
Now, maybe I haven't experienced this because I eat M&Ms by the handful,
that's
not
right.
one by
They're
one.
All mixed so in your mouth, yeah.
Maybe that's my reasoning. And these texts, they never seem to let me down. As much as I love it when Anthony loses, I have to agree with him on this debate. There's no difference in flavor. It's just chocolate.
All right. Here's one that says there is a minor difference for me, but this person says that they tend to taste the different dyes, especially reds and blues, so therefore they can taste a difference. All right, you get the last comment. Dumb debate, what do you think?
Good morning. This one's a no-brainer. Anthony's going to nail this one. They all taste exactly the same.
But when you look at them, you don't associate them with different flavors?
No, because you take 2 or 3 or 4 at a time, and they're different colors, and it all tastes the exact same.
So is that the weird thing, that I eat an M&M one at a time versus
right.
everybody else who eats a handful?
Exactly. Who eats M&Ms one at a time?
I do.
This weirdo right here I'm staring at.
That would be me.
One
All
at
right.
a time.
Do I dare even ask Jenny, do we have a,
yeah,
tally,
a tally
about how bad
What's
I lost
the
dumb debate?
Oh, it's sad. It's sad. 96%.
Wow.
With Anthony.
Goodness.
Well, my 4%, I appreciate you guys.
Way to go, everybody.
We'll celebrate with red M&Ms.
We can wake up and wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog 703. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Time to take a look at what is trending. So there's an Easter display outside of a New Jersey dentist's office that's getting a lot of attention with some rather seductive decorations. The owner of the property has mannequins dressed in fishnet stockings, sexy lingerie, and colorful wigs, all wearing bunny ears while holding Easter baskets on the front lawn.
They look like Playboy bunnies rather than Easter bunnies.
I think that's what he was going
yeah.
for. Some neighbors think it's great, while others aren't really a fan, including Desiree Mozick, who took it upon herself to destroy the display with garden shears. She apparently caused $1,000 in damage to the display. The owner is asking for a restraining order against her and plans to have the display up as soon as possible. You team Playboy bunny or Easter bunny? Which way you go?
No, Easter Bunny. I wouldn't want to drive by with my son Carter and be like, look, it's Easter time. The neighbors have their decorations out. Like, no, yep. Sorry.
Don't look that way.
Yeah, and it's a dentist office. Like,
that's true, too. That's a little weird.
It's a little risque. All right, always remember, Tom Brady gets the last laugh. Remember back to the beginning of the year, the Patriots played the Chiefs for the AFC title game? Well, during that game, someone in the crowd shined a laser pointer at Tom Brady. It wasn't reported in the game, but thanks to all the cameras at the stadium, authorities saw it after the fact, and of course, they were able to find the man responsible for the laser pointer. No shocker, he's a huge Chiefs fan, and even bigger shocker for you, he was intoxicated.
Ah, shocker.
The 64-year-old man is now facing up to a year in prison. And a fine of up to $1,000. I mean, the biggest insult to injury here is the Patriots beat the Chiefs that game. So your laser pointer didn't do too much there. But could you imagine this guy like sitting in a jail cell next to Lori Loughlin's husband? What are you in for? A laser pointer? What about you? College?
Pointing at him right there. 64 yeah. years old?
64 wow. years old.
I can see a kid doing that. Not yeah. to...
No. Time to grow up.
Yeah.
Are we awake?
Time to run and show!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Brett Young right here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We've got Stagecoach tickets to dish out. Let's do this. 10-question takeover. You ready to play?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm so ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Stagecoach is at the end of the month. This weekend and next weekend, what festival is taking place at the same location as Stagecoach?
Coachella.
That is correct.
Question number two. Tuesday night, a contestant broke a record on this game show by winning $110,914 in a single game.
Jeopardy?
That is correct.
Question number three. In the classic Nintendo game, Duck Hunt, this animal will laugh at you if you fail to shoot any of the ducks.
Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny, incorrect. All right, do you know the answer to question three?
Oh, my God, I have no clue. I'm going to say an elephant.
Way too big.
No. You're going duck hunting with elephants. You're not catching much.
I have no clue. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, question number three. In the classic Nintendo game Duck Hunt, this animal will laugh at you if you fail to shoot any of the ducks.
A dog.
There you Correct. Go. Question number four. Magic Johnson recently stepped down as the president of basketball operations for which NBA team?
LA Lakers.
Got it.
Question number five. The Eiffel Tower is located in what city?
Paris.
Oh, oui, correct.
Question number six. Sodium chloride is better known as what?
Calcium?
Not calcium. Sorry. Can you tell us the answer to question number six?
Salt?
Salt is correct.
Question seven. Jif and Skippy are brands of what?
Peanut butter.
Correct.
Question number eight. If you win the Masters in this sport, you also get a green jacket.
Soccer?
Not soccer. Sorry. You can steal question number eight if you know the answer.
Is it tennis?
Not tennis. Sorry.
Oh.
All right. Still on question number eight. If you win the Masters in this sport, you also get a green jacket.
Golf.
Golf is correct.
Question number nine. This cartoon character is known for saying, what's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny.
Correct.
Way to go, Anthony. All right. Question number 10. You get this one right, you're going to win Stagecoach tickets, okay?
Yes.
Stagecoach artist Rita Wilson is married to what actor that starred in Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
Is correct. You're going to Stagecoach.
Woo! Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diego from Lake Matthews.
Well, Diego, get ready. End of the month, you're going to be out at Stagecoach all 3 days with Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, and so many more.
Perfect.
Are you going to take whoever's with you in the car right now?
I'm taking my wife, actually.
I pray to God that's who's in the car with you right now.
No, it's not. It's actually just my boys.
your boys.
My kids.
They're all excited for you, but you're not going.
Why do they sound like females?
Oh,
please tell me I'm not on speakerphone.
Yeah, you are on speakerphone.
Yeah, and you're also on the radio, so you're about to get beat
up. I hope they're little boys.
No, they're junior high.
Okay, they can still beat me up.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take care of that beef later. Have fun at it.
Okay, thank you.
Why did
Way to go.
No, when he said my boys, I was thinking like his homies, his friends, not his children.
Okay, but still, his homies you're going to call out?
Regardless,
like
they're still going to come find me.
Gosh, all right, they see you.
I'm done for the day.
Are we awake?
Turn the
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
95.1 K-Frog, 751 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, where you can call for a consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. NBA star Dwayne Wade played his last game last night, and after the game, he celebrated with a 70s-themed retirement party. Lots of his famous friends were in attendance, like Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Yeah, not a bad party. Whatever. Yeah. If you haven't seen the D-Wade Budweiser commercial yet, do yourself a favor. Grab some Kleenex and watch it. So good.
I was bawling. Even if you're not a basketball fan, don't know too much about Dwayne Wade, you will still get the feels.
If you are a fan of humanity at all, definitely check that out. All right. She is no stranger to athletes. Kim Kardashian is going to be following in her late father's footsteps. She has decided to take the bar and become a lawyer. Now, she's not going to be going to law school, but she says she does plan to take the bar exam by 2022. Okay, you know lawyers charge a ridiculous fee. What is she going to be charging per hour as Kim Kardashian, the lawyer?
This is legit?
Yeah, this is legit.
Goodness gracious.
All right, royal baby update. Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan have shared a statement about the arrival of their baby. They said that they have made a personal decision to keep the plans around the arrival of their baby private. The Duke and Duchess look forward to sharing the exciting news with everyone once they've had an opportunity to celebrate privately as a new family. Now, this kind of breaks tradition because what they normally do is they pose for photographers on the hospital steps with the newborn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like you might remember Prince William and Duchess Kate did that like within hours of her having the baby. She was standing there with all of her kids looking fabulous.
She looked great.
Yeah. But Meghan Markle decided, no, she doesn't want to do that. Duchess Meghan is due to give birth either later this month or early in May. I'm kind of all for it. You know, I get that there is protocol because you are the royal family and people want to see the baby. But it still is a family. Right. I get wanting to have that private time.
Meghan's breaking all kinds of rules in that.
She's bringing all kind of drama. That's what's going on.
The Lion King and just come out and hold him up and, you know, the...
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Taking a look at our sexy stagecoach bracket. We're down to the fine four. Yesterday, it was Sam Hunt taking on Michael Ray.
No competition.
That's what I'm saying. You called it right off the bat. There's not a chance for Michael Ray, which is sad.
Yeah, Sam Hunt wins with 71% of the votes. He is in the finals now, so it's time to figure out who he's going to be going up against, Luke Bryan or Kane Brown.
Right now, the poll shows Kane Brown leading 54% to 46%. So it's tight.
So slight close. Lead.
Yeah. It's tight right now. I'm going to side with Kane.
Why is that?
Because his fan base is nuts. I'm not going off looks for this one, okay? I'm done with that.
You're just trying to get a win.
Kane Brown, that's right. I want to keep my streak going. Kane Brown, his fans are nuts. They go crazy for this. Every contest Kane's been in, he's had over like 1,000 votes for him. He wins by 85% every single time. Just for that reason, I'm saying Kane goes into the finals.
Well, I'm going to keep the integrity in these sexy stagecoach brackets. And I'm going to go with Luke Bryan because I do think he is the sexiest out of the two. I mean, he's so cute. They put him on TV. He's adorable.
Well, Luke's fans better wake up right now and vote because he's getting his booty kicked a little bit.
Okay, it's still close and it's still early.
Okay, look at this an hour from now.
I know. Kane Brown's fans are crazy.
And then see what happens.
The funny thing was when Kane went up against Tyler Rich, they both were commenting on it on Instagram. If you go through the comments, and they both did not like the picture that was chosen of them. So I wonder how Kane's going to feel about this picture because he looks really mad.
That's his red carpet look. So I thought, okay, he might like this one. We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. So get your votes in now. Head over to K-Frog's Facebook page.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Well, Florida Georgia Line, they're going to be heading back to Las Vegas for their residency at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood and Casino. That's happening Saturday, November 9th is what we have tickets for. Are you a good speller?
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes okay, sometimes not so much.
Well, this should be interesting.
Hopefully you're a good one right now. All right, are you ready to take on our simple Southern spelling bee for Florida Georgia Line tickets?
Oh, my gosh, okay.
All right, here we go. Your first word is biscuit.
B-I-S-C-U-I-T.
You got it. All right, yay. Here's your second word. How about howdy?
H-O-W-D-Y.
Correct.
Bam, on a roll. There you go, 2 out of 3. You don't even need the third one.
Oh, my gosh. Yay!
We're going to send you out to go see Florida Georgia Line when they return to Las Vegas for the residency at Zappos Theater in Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
Oh, thank you so much. Awesome. Love you guys.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Terry from Riverside.
What's the one word that you always misspell?
Oh, gosh, there's a gazillion. probably camouflage.
Camouflage. I always just go with camo. Much,
yeah, so. Camo is a good way to do it, yeah.
Yes.
If I can dumb down a word, I totally will. If it makes if it you can so I can it,
yeah.
smell it,
yeah.
spell it, not smell it, spell it, that's what I'll do. All right, Anthony, I know you get creeped out really easily, and this isn't quite spelling bee news, but it is some bee news that is making headlines. So a woman in Taiwan thought she had an eye infection, so she went to the doctor. Turns out to be something far worse. The 29-year-old had 4 bees embedded in her eye.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Get this. The bees were reportedly feeding on her tear ducts, which were under her swollen eyelid. So she had no idea. She was just experiencing like severe pain in her eye. So she went to go see the doctor. The doctor said that it happened because she was at this area where these bees live and she got dirt in her eye. She thought she got all the dirt out. She might have got the dirt, but she didn't get the bees. When the doctor went to go look at her, he noticed something that looked like insect legs out of her eyes. So he pulled them out and under a microscope, he found out that yes, they were bees, 4 bees living in her eye.
How small were those? Because they had, there's no way you don't know that you have bees in your eye.
I would assume they were pretty small because he had to look at them under a microscope. So maybe they were baby bees or bees are different in Taiwan. I don't know. Still gross.
I need to wear goggles or something from now on. I do not want that to happen to me.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day.
Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.